Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, a young man from Abbeyleaks in County Laois is poised to become Ireland's next makeup star as he stars on BBC's series Glow Up, which is essentially Next Top Model for makeup stars. And here is a clip of him. The final is on tonight on telly on BBC. And this is the judge's reaction to one of his makeup creations, which was inspired by David Bowie.
Wow. I think this is absolutely insanely incredible.
This is beyond makeup. It's just genius. I'm overjoyed that this has come into this workroom because this is everything I want to say. Brilliant. Just brilliant.
Shut up now.
I can't. No, I'm not going to shut up.
I give you the biggest ding dong ever.
Wow.
Is he going to win? We'll have to wait and we see it on BBC tonight. His name is James McInerney and he's on the line. How are you, James?
Morning, lads. How are you?
We're very well. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've been to Abbeyleaks and it wouldn't strike me as the style fashion capital of the world. No offence. And certainly the barman in Morrissey's pub look very stylish in the white coats. But how did all this start for you?
Oh, lads, well, it's far from the studio I am right now, back in the heart of the Midlands. it's a crazy experience. So I guess for me, I was always an artistic kid. Like, I loved art in school, and my auntie used to always kind of, like, nurture just bringing me to, like, art galleries. We used to go to, like, the Galway Arts Festival every year, and I think that was the first giveaway. And then when I kind of just, you know, was turning into a teenager growing up, I just started to get a knack for the old makeup, and I started to rub a few of my mum's lippies, and I just got this weird interest in it. And
did you start working on yourself, or who was your guinea pig?
I started working on myself, and when I was growing up, I went to a boarding school in Kilkenny, and I used to just be obsessed with how girls were able to, like, emphasize their eyes, like eyeliner and eyebrows. I used to draw, like, faces, and I guess I watched, like, I used to pick up an old Image magazine, like Vogue or whatnot, in the shops, and there was something that used to draw me to it, and yeah, it was all through drawing. And then when I discovered the medium of makeup, it was all, like, top agent secrecy at the start, and I was doing it at home, no one would have a clue. And I think that's just where the interest initially started. But then discovering the internet, and I have to say, in credit, Drag Race was a huge emphasis as well. I think what I was discovering was that I was really, really inspired by drag as well.
And well, essentially, you're an artist, and your canvas just happens to be other people's faces.
Yeah, that's it. And I think it was at a later point that I actually realized that. I'd done so much makeup on myself, like, as a teenager, kind of coming into turning 20, 21. And then I kind of just joined the bandwagon at a later point. I actually started looking into watching fashion blogs, male makeup artists, and just even makeup online in general, especially through the rise of social media. I was like, oh my God, you know, this is something that people do for a living. It's not just a novelty idea that I have. And that's when I started to just find loads of different inspirational sources. And then I started to realize, hold on, I could do this as a career.
Yeah, how do you go from, you know, thinking that you might be good at this and seeing some of your stuff kind of go, God, yeah, that's really good, to now being in the final of a, you know, a BBC show? How do you do that?
It honestly is like a blur right now, because it's just such an exciting time getting to relive and, like, share the whole glow up makeup experience. For me, it was a bit of a journey. I was always into, so when I loved art in school, I eventually got into, like, the more technical side, and I studied media in DCU, and I actually trained doing photography first. And then when I graduated, I took a year out, and again, I'd kind of been, like, you know, playing around with makeup. I came out when I was 21, and then I discovered the Irish drag scene and just the LGBT community at large. So more than not, you'd find me in the George. There he is. It was great crack. And I was like, these, like, the queens, they can do such amazing work. And, you know, it went beyond even gender. It was just an art form in general. And in that year out, I was like, okay, hold up. I just love makeup, I think, more than I loved photography, So I went back and studied a 9-month diploma course in Vanity X Makeup Academy. So that was really when I just went, you know, head over heels, taking on the makeup industry.
And what do you think, you know, sets someone like you apart? Obviously, there's lots of people who have the word, the letters MUA after their name, whether they're on social media or whether they're actually qualified or whatever. But how do you get to a point where you're obviously one of the best in the world if you're going to be in the final of the show tonight?
I think for me, I'm a massive storyteller. I'm a very much a people's person. My work has entirely been through contacts. I've never been afraid of kind of putting myself out there. And I grew up understanding more about a certain form of like tics or Tourette's that I have. And I think it was just quite unique that, you know, you think there's a lot of focus and concentration that goes into paying attention when doing makeup. Makeup itself was like, kind of like so relaxing for me that my full attention was given to it. So I was always good at kind of sharing that storyline. And as much as being technically good and skilled with makeup, you have to be like an empathetic person, because that's how you're going to discover jobs and meet new people. Like, it is a small, like, tight-knit community, but you just, it's your own, you master how you kind of like pave the way yourself. So my first job, just when I got my first internship, you know, that led on to like a makeup designer suggesting me to contact another person. That led to the next job that gave me more experience, and then just things start, the ball kind of rolls from there. And lo and behold, I somehow ended up on BBC Three's glow up competition.
you mentioned Tourette's there. Is this a condition that you've always had or that you developed later in life, and how does it manifest?
Yeah, so it is a degree of neurological disorder, and it was always there from when I was a child. I think things like stress, you know, anxiety, like when I'm anxious and even when I'm excited, like it's just kind of physically present. It's kind of like in my neck, sometimes it can be a twitch in my eye. It really has changed over the years, and I think I've gotten a lot more control and understanding of it as I kind of come into, you know, just my own like adult self. And I think what was a standout for me, especially applying for the show, and respectfully with the BBC, they would never like monetize or, you know, capitalize on it. I brought it up myself, and I wanted to go onto the show knowing that it's something different. It is quite obvious. People would question, God, you know, when you do makeup and it's such like a forefront thing and it's very people involved, would you not think it would hinder your opportunities or like, you know, you'd shy away from it? And I just think, you know, life is short. Like, it just, if anything, I thought it would be more inspiring to people knowing that makeup kind of, when I get into it, I just almost forget that I have the twitch. And yeah, it's just always been there my whole life. But I think I have a much more better grasp of it as I've grown up.
And so the twitch doesn't affect your work then, or if you're working on a model's face or anything?
No, it doesn't. I'll be really honest. Like, I do tell myself, I'm like, okay, breathe. Because sometimes, like, you can hold your breath doing, like, a crisp, clean liner, regardless if you have any twitch or not. So I'm just like, breathe, you know, take a chill pill.
Well, what do you think will happen if you win tonight? Or if you don't win? Like, what do you see your future as?
Oh, my giddy aunt. I act like I don't know.
We don't know.
I think it's just been a huge, huge exposure. And I'm still in my very early days in this industry. You know, people work for decades and years to, you know, find success, to find the exposure, to be able to showcase your work on such a large platform. So I'm just hugely grateful. And I think the show really showcases so many areas of the industry. Like, we do special effects, we do like fashion week, and it's hard to be a master of them all, essentially. Like, in the makeup industry, you will always find your niche.
And what about the final? What will people see you do?
Oh, let's just say there's a big crowd. It's all eyes and ears on me doing one particular type of makeup. And we have some huge names in the makeup industry on the show tonight. Like, I don't even think I'm ready to like relive it. I'm getting, I'm like, Val, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. It's crazy. And I think that'll help put a stamp on what I might want to do after this whole show experience.
Okay.
Right, well, we're very excited to tune in and have a look. Best of luck, James McInerney, even though you know the outcome.
And look, James, after a difficult lockdown for us physically, you just have to take one look at our hair at the moment. Like, if there's anything you can do, if you can come in and spruce us up a little bit, we would be more than happy.
Boys, you took the words out of my mouth. I was like, if you need a little lash press, a little lamination, a little lip tint, I'll sort you out.
All of those things. All of those things, James. Listen, best of luck tonight. Thanks a million for talking to us, James.
Thank you so much, lads.
Cheers.
Congratulations. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.